Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 9, Text 80. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so disturbed because Gopinath Patanayaka, one of the sons of Bhavananda Roy, Ramananda Roy's father, and Gopinath Patanayaka was Ramananda Roy's brother, he had some dealings with the king. He owed the king some money, and he was being threatened to be killed. And people were coming to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was disturbed and threatened to go away to Alalanath. Finally, Kashi Mishra told the Lord, "If you want to give protection to Gopinath, then Lord Jagannath, who protected him today, will also protect him in the future." And after saying this, Kashi Mishra left the abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and returned to his own temple. At noon, King Prataparudra came to Kashi Mishra's home. As long as King Prataparudra stayed in Purushottam, he performed one regular duty. He would come daily to the house of Kashi Mishra to massage his lotus feet. The king would also hear from him about how opulently Lord Jagannath was being served. When the king began pressing his lotus feet, Kashi Mishra informed him about something through hints. "My dear king," he said, "please hear one uncommon item of news. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath." When the king heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Alalanath, he was very unhappy and he inquired about the reason. Then Kashi Mishra informed him of all the details. When Gopinath Patanayaka was lifted onto the Changa, all his servants went to inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing about this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely sorry at heart. And in anger, he chastised Gopinath Patanayaka. "Because he is mad after sense gratification," the Lord said, "he acts as if as a government servant, but spends the government's revenue for various sinful activities. The revenue of the government is more sacred than the property of a Brahmin. One who misappropriates the government's money and uses it to enjoy sense gratification is most sinful. One who serves the government but misappropriates the government's revenue is liable to be punished by the king. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures." The king wanted his revenue paid and did not want to enforce punishment. Therefore, the king is certainly very religious, but Gopinath Patanayaka is a great cheat. He does not pay the revenue to the king, but he wants my help for release. This is a greatly sinful affair. I cannot tolerate it here. Therefore, I shall leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalanath, where I shall live peacefully and not hear about all these affairs of materialistic people. When King Prataparudra heard all these details, he felt great pain in his mind. "I shall give up all that is due from Gopinath Patanayaka," he said, "if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will stay here at Jagannath Puri. If even for a moment I could get an interview with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would not care for the profit of millions of Chintamani stones. I do not care about this small sum of 200,000 kahanas. What to speak of this? I would indeed sacrifice everything at the lotus feet of the Lord, including my life, my kingdom." Kashi Mishra hinted to the king, "It is not the Lord's desire that you forfeit the payment. He is unhappy only because the whole family is troubled." The king replied, "I had no desire to give pain to Gopinath Patanayaka and his family, nor did I know about his being lifted on the changa to be thrown on the swords and killed. He sneered at Purushottama Jana. Therefore, the prince tried to scare him as a punishment. Go personally to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keep him in Jagannath Puri with great attention. I shall excuse Gopinath Patanayaka from all his debts." Kashi Mishra said, excusing Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debts will make the Lord unhappy, for that is not his intention. The king said, I shall absolve Gopinath Patanayaka of all his debts, but don't speak of this to the Lord. Simply let him know that all the family members of Bhavananda Roy, including Gopinath Patanayaka, are naturally my dear friends. Bhavananda Roy is worthy of my worship and respect, and therefore I am always naturally affectionate to his sons. After offering obeisances to Kashi Mishra, the king returned to his palace and called for both Gopinath and the eldest prince. The king told Gopinath Patanayaka, you are excused for all the money you owe the treasury, and the place known as Mala Jatyadandapatta is again given to you for collections. Do not again misappropriate the revenue of the government. In case you think your salary insufficient, henceforward it will be doubled. After saying this, the king appointed him by offering him a silken wrapper for his body. Go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said. After taking permission from him, go to your home. I bid you farewell. You farewell. Now you may go. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can certainly become spiritually advanced. Indeed, no one can estimate the results of his mercy. Gopinath Patanayaka achieved the result of kingly opulence due to but a glimpse of the Lord's mercy. Therefore, no one can calculate the full value of his mercy. Gopinath Patanayaka was lifted on the Changa to be killed, and all his money was taken away. But instead, his debts were excused, and he was appointed collector in the same place. On one hand, Gopinath Patanayaka was unable to clear his debts even by selling all his possessions. But on the other, his salary was doubled and he was honored with the silken wrapper. It was not the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gopinath Patanayaka be excused of his debts to the government, nor was it his desire that his salary be doubled or that he be reappointed collector at the same place. When Gopinath Patanayaka's servant went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed the Lord of his plight, the Lord was somewhat agitated and dissatisfied. The Lord had no intention of awarding his devotee the happiness of material opulence, yet simply because of his being informed, such a great result was obtained. So one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Lord Brahma. Excuse me. No one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the intention of the Lord. Kashi Mishra went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed him in detail of the king's intention. And we shall hear about this very soon. Hare Krishna.